Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Alabama state troopers say three people were killed in traffic accidents over the three-day Memorial Day holiday weekend. The Department of Public Safety said traffic fatalities occurred in Walker, Madison, and Winston counties. Troopers said two of the fatal vehicle crashes, seat belts were not in use. A third victim died in a motorcycle crash. Despite the heavier-than-usual traffic over the holiday weekend, troopers said there were no fatal crashes Sunday or Monday. Lots of Alabamians spent Memorial Day taking part in ceremonies and private remembrances at various events across the state. Governor Robert Bentley was in Birmingham Monday, where he helped to unveil two new Iron Eagles at the 21st Street Viaduct. The Eagles and two plaques on the bridge honor the 167th Infantry Battalion. The event also served as a send-off ceremony for soldiers assigned to the 167th. The unit will deploy to Afghanistan next month. In other news, community leaders have joined elected officials in Montgomery to form IMPACT, or Improving Montgomery Political Action Committee. IMPACT was formally announced Monday at a news conference. Duncan Kirkwood, chief of staff to District 3, Councilman Tracy Larkin, said improving families is among the group's goals.
Councilor Larkin and I and some other community leaders have come together and brainstormed some ideas on how we could kind of address some of these issues in our communities. And one of the things we thought was that if we can get fathers back in their homes, then we could kind of cut down a lot of the problems like, you know, teen pregnancy, dropout rate, crime, all those other things that are kind of sub-problems of the larger issue, which is that we don't have families raising kids anymore.
Kirkwood said IMPACT will hold a mass meeting this evening at 6 p.m. at the Community Congregational United Church of Christ on South Court Street. A 52-year-old man is fighting for his life in a Montgomery hospital after he was shot late Monday afternoon. According to the Montgomery police, the victim, Tommy Fleming, was traveling in the 600 block of Mill Street near Mobile Road when he was struck by a bullet. Fleming's injuries is considered to be life-threatening. No arrests were made and police have not determined a motive. The search for a missing Pike County man over the weekend ended on a sad note. Troy police said rescue squads recovered the body of 56-year-old David Jr. Williams from Swindells Pond Monday afternoon. Williams had been fishing in the pond and was reported missing Saturday night. In other news, nearly 300 proficient spellers have gathered at a convention center outside of Washington to take part in the preliminary rounds of the National Spelling Bee. Alabama's entry is 13-year-old Kevin Lazenby, an eighth grader at Opelika Middle School. 6-year-old Lori Ann Madison of Lake Ridge, Virginia, is the youngest ever to qualify for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The field also includes three of last year's finalists. Today, expect partly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, with your highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain showers and your lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies and a 30% chance of thunderstorms in your highs in the lower 90s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of thunderstorms in your lows in the upper 60s. On your Thursday, expect a 50% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies and your highs around 90 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of thunderstorms after midnight with your lows in the upper 60s. And on your Friday, thunderstorms likely in the morning, then a 60% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with your highs in the mid-80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at Facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.